All right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Project Six Podcast. Is the last podcast of the year, which is kind of crazy. I don't know. I'm so excited. This is an audio-only podcast for today, solely because I'm home right now. I'm not in my studio. And when I mean home, I mean my family's home. I'm not in North Carolina, so I can't like just film in my room. And obviously, I'm in my own room here, but it's just so much work, so much setup. And I just feel like I would like to end the year how I started my podcast, which is audio only right now. And then once we get back to New York City, which I get back to New York City on January 14th, I'll start going back to studio or alternating between studio and home. But I definitely want to be in the studio more because next year is very exciting. But we'll talk about that more towards the end of the podcast. I need to stop saying I learned that in my etiquette classes growing up that it's not good to say while in a presentation. So that's why I try not to say it a lot in my presentations at school. But speaking of school, we are going to be talking about a recap of my sophomore year, my first semester sophomore year, as well as a recap of this year as a whole. And it ties into it to each other together, obviously, because, sophomore year start August 2023, and the whole year is 2023. And I'm really excited to talk to you guys about this, and maybe this can resonate with some of you guys with your maybe your first year of college, maybe your last year of college, maybe you're a junior right now studying abroad or coming back from study abroad, or maybe you're a sophomore just like me, or maybe you're in high school and you're just wondering how college is like in New York City, because I'm wondering the same thing half the time too. 'Cause it's a very interesting world to be in, going to college up there. But I think that we should get started on basically a little recap of our year. So first we have me being more secure with my academics. That was a really big thing that I was like lacking my first year of college, was being secure with my academics, because I feel like I was not. I had imposter syndrome a lot because I was always wondering, which guys, there's a podcast that I have called Imposter Syndrome from freshman year that you should really go listen to. But I had that a lot. And on that podcast, I did speak about how me having it affected my performance sometimes, because I feel like I had to do this well enough to be on the level of this student, or do this and do that. But, I had to realize over time, especially this semester, I had to realize I'm like, wait, no, we're all in different majors. We're all doing different things after college. Some of us may go to grad school, some of us may go to law school, med school, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know, even engineering. I think we have a thing with Columbia. That's what I heard. We have an engineering thing. I don't know. But things like that. And it made me realize that like comparing myself to people does not get me anywhere, especially in college with my academics, because at the end of the day, we all have different majors, we all have different minors, we're all in different schools at our colleges, and we don't have to perform the same way in a class, because maybe this class is more geared towards our major than others. I know I took the introduction level of my major class this semester, which is Explorations in New Media and Digital Design, which is my major, New Media and Digital Design, with a concentration in commerce and a minor in marketing at our Gabelli School of Business. And I got a 95 in the class because it's something that I naturally excelled at, and it was also a pretty easy class, and I really liked the professor, and she was also so down to help all the time, 100%. So I was really happy about that. And maybe some people, I don't know if some people didn't do well or not in the class, because I really didn't really speak to much people in the class and everything. Only spoke to really honestly like one person and everything in the class. So it's different because that class is a class I had to take for my major. Whereas in anthropology, which a girl I knew in anthropology, she's an anthropology major. She had to take that. I didn't have to take anthropology. I took it because it was a social science. But it weighs differently for her to do well in that class than it weighs for me. Because, you know, we all have like our cumulative GPA, our major, and our minor GPA. My major GPA, she's near 4.0. But that's not my cumulative. That's my major GPA. You know, in anthropology, I got a really good grade in the class and everything. It kind of sucked though, because I had an A all semester and then it just went down to B+ because of the final. I'm like, oh my god, I hate when that happens, because other people tell me about that too in their classes. Like they have an A, a steady A all semester, and then the final and then just B+, and I'm like, oh my god. I literally cannot get out of the B+, A-, A range for like everything. Like my GPA is just like between literally like all of that. So yeah, that's the thing. Like that's also another thing, like with my academics and being more secure in it, I've kind of taken more privacy when it comes to my GPA, because I don't know if I said this before, I think I said this in my last podcast last week, but like in high school everyone was saying the GPA like it was like a scarlet letter, or like, you know, that one Drake tattoo that was on that woman's head on the internet a couple years ago. It was like that, like on your forehead. It'd be like, okay, 4.25, 4.3, 3.5, etc., etc. And now I take my GPA like it's very private towards me now. Very private. And I always just tell people, I'm like, it's between the B+, A range. That's all I say. I'm like, it's just between that range. Let's just call it a day. Because, like, you know, it's the truth. Like, most college students have a GPA around that range. So I want to just say that. And that's, yeah, because with, like, keeping that private, I don't know, I never really cared. I guess, like, high school kind of changed my perception of caring so much about if I get, what is it called? Because high school, I graduate summa cum laude, even though my transcript was said number one in the class. But I graduate summa cum laude, and then they have magna cum laude, and they have cum laude. I do not care at graduation if I get summa, magna, or just cum laude, because it's so much different in college than I think it was in high school. Because in high school, I think to get summa was like a, oh, I think it was, at my old school, I believe it was like a, I think it was like a 4.25 or higher. Then at my other high school, it was a 3.8 or higher. And then so on and so forth. Like magna was, I think, between like a 3.5 to like a 4.0, like I don't remember, but yeah. Yeah, so I really just, I'm gonna listen to this when I'm a senior, and I'm gonna be like, what did she just say? But I mean, it's the truth. Like, I honestly really don't care, like, guys, because I'm being real with you guys on here, because this is my podcast and I want you guys to relate to me as much as possible. But I'm being real on here, I don't care. I could be number one in the class right now. No one would care. No one knows. No one cares. But I don't care if I graduate with those distinctions, because high school taught me not to care. I remember having that realization on graduation day. I was like, wait a minute, we're all graduating. And some of us are doing amazing things. And we're not summa cum laude. And we're not valedictorian. And it kind of made me realize, I'm like, okay, wait, I'm still going to try in college, but I also know I'm not going to bust my butt to just get academic validation at 22 years old, because that's not what I want for myself. I want to be able to have a steady job and career after college. But hey, girl, like, if I, like, you know, if I am summa cum laude, a valedictorian, or magna, a cum laude, that's amazing. Like, yeah. And guys, I'm not projecting right now, okay? I'm doing fine academically. I really am. So I'm just saying, like, I'm just being, like, real with you guys, because it makes me reflect on how much I craved academic validation in high school and how much I don't crave it as much anymore. Of course, it sucks when you have an A all semester, you get a B plus in a class, but that's like the little ounce of academic validation I kind of crave. Like everything else is like, okay, long as the GPA goes up or long as it stays the same, da da da, A's outweigh the B's, I'm fine. So that was a big thing when it came to like a big realization of me being more, what's that word? What's that word? Oh, secure in my academics was that. One of the things was that academic validation at the end of the day. Another thing was the majors, how everyone is so different, so I shouldn't compare myself to anyone else. And I barely know people in my own major anyway. So it's not like I'm comparing myself to other people in my major. I just know people in my minor. And I love my minor as well. My minor is marketing because I love it. And since I started like my little marketing agency, I'm like, this is perfect for me because I would love to do more with the agency when I learn more. Taking marketing classes next semester. Guys, I'm taking marketing principles and I'm so excited. It's a Tuesday night class. And if you know me, you know I love the long classes at my school. I hate the twice a week classes. I love the long ones because also next, well, yeah, this upcoming semester, I only have Monday, which is like full of classes. And then Tuesday, I have no class until later in the afternoon. Wednesday, no class. Thursday, I have like one class. And then Friday, I have things with my scholarship. But yeah, I'm living large. But Mondays are gonna suck. They are going to suck. And I know that for a fact. But you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna suck it up because those classes, from what I see, don't require a lot of work. And hopefully, they're fun classes because they seem very hands-on. Like, guys, I'm doing coding for 3 hours on a Monday. But that's gonna be really fun because it's gonna make me get up and make me start my week off fresh and everything. So, but my first class of the day is French. So, not really excited about French because I did well in French, guys. I really did. But, I don't know. I just want to keep up. Like, I just want to do like all A's next semester and just be happy. And yeah, you guys know that one thing from Mean Girls where they were like, I just want us to be happy and sprinkles and roses and stuff like that. And then the guy who plays, what's his name? Damien, he was like, she doesn't even go here. That's what I sound like right now. She doesn't even go here. No. You know what I think is so crazy because of that? I need to like get back on the second, to like go on the second topic, but this is the last thing about the first topic is that like people at other colleges, they literally go into other people's classrooms. And I'm like, what? But I have to remember that they literally have big lecture halls. Like, we have big lecture halls too. But like, I think it's just so crazy. I kind of wish my college had big lecture halls because, you know, it makes it easier to like get a good grade in the class because the teacher is like, ugh, so many people, I don't care. I've been in the chem one at my school, the chemistry one, and then I've been in like the big one and like you guys know that one building on Rose Hill campus. I'm not gonna say it on here, but I've been in there and you could easily just sit in there with a friend while they're in a lecture. Speaking of a lecture, the pre-law symposium thing is in there, and if you guys didn't know this, ha. I am on the pre-law track, just because of I used to like my old major was on it, and I just kind of kept it because I was like, yeah, whatever. It's really cute on my degree regs, by the way. But luckily, there's no required classes because I'd be really bummed out. But I think my senior year, I'm gonna take the symposium for fun, but I don't think I want to take it anymore because I just had the thought in my head that it's literally for law school admissions. They're gonna be like, why is a senior in here? I don't know, maybe I'll take a junior year. I don't know. I do want to end up taking the LSAT. I say that and then I get the Princeton review book in the mail from Amazon and I don't review it, so we don't know if I'm gonna take the LSAT or not, but I don't know. I don't even want to go to law school. Law school is like my plan. I don't know. I do definitely want to go, but I want to go for the fun of it and to learn more about law, but not to practice law. But maybe if I end up liking it, I'm like, hey, I want to like go to law school. But I want to go to law school after I'm like established in my career and everything. So it's like part-time law school, not full-time because girl, I can't do full-time. We should go to our next topic because I've been on a little tangent about this and it's been a couple of minutes. Our next topic is making more friends. I love making new friends. Guys, I made so many amazing friends this semester. It's actually kind of crazy, and I'm actually so happy that I'm able to like just share this with you guys. I'm just smiling ear to ear, blushing right now because I made so many new friends this semester. I'm just telling you guys how my semester went so far. Came into college with the same old friends, left the semester with amazing new friends, and I'm very happy about that because I learned a lot about myself as a woman, as a student, as a Black woman. And as a Black woman going to PWI, you have to surround yourself around people that reflect you as a person. And sometimes, you know, it takes time finding those people. Once you find these people, you gotta like hold on to them. Honestly, you really have to. And being a Black woman at a PWI, it's hard. But once you find the right people, you will really stick by them and you will really hold on to them. And I think that was really a highlight of my semester for sure. Was being around people that really uplifted me and supported me and wanted to go out and do amazing things in the city. And, you know, like I supported them. We reciprocated the same energy. That's what I'm saying. And I love it. I absolutely love that I found people like that. And I'm so, so, so incredibly grateful. And I don't really know what else to say about the friends topic. My advice, I guess, on this topic would be, when you know, you know. That's all I have to say. When you know, you know. And it may hurt when you know, but everything happens for a reason. Everything good happens for a reason. You may not think it's good, but it's good. And that's the quote I live by all the time. Everything happens for a reason. So don't sweat it. Making friends is so incredible and so amazing. And I got so much closer with some people this year from last year. And I made new friends. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I'm so happy. Like, I met B this year. If you guys don't know B, get on the train. B is my friend. We actually went random for our suite because we both live in a single in our campus apartment building. And I think it's an invisible string theory. Like, B needs to come on this podcast. Like, B, if you're listening to this, you're going to come on the podcast, like, because we need to, like, talk about some topics. I think I, like, mentioned some to you before, but I feel like it's, like, the invisible string theory, because we talked about this before, how, like, we both lived on the same floor, but we didn't know each other our freshman year, and then we were in the random singles, and then we just became, like, friends, and I think she's, like, the realest girl I've ever met, and she's so calm, so sweet, and I'm like, she's like such a breath of fresh air. And I like how B loves similar things to me. Like, I thought I loved old movies a lot until B introduced me to more older movies and more classic books and more classic bands and stuff like that, and I'm like, wait, no, like, oh my God, you like the same things I like, but then you're also teaching me more, and I love it. I love B's style. It's so incredible and so amazing, and, you know, it's, like, I feel like it's, like, similar to mine. It's very, like, classy, New York City, young adult type of style. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. So, meeting friends like B, meeting people like B really does make all, like, the brouhaha of, like, other people just go away. And I met so many more friends this year, like my friend Hallie and Bella and Jaden. And I didn't meet them this year. I knew them last year, but I feel like I've started to like get closer with them and our friendships and speak to them more. And it really warms my heart. It really does. And also, I've started to talk to more people at Rose Hill, the other campus, or the Fordham campus, like my friend Dylan and my other friend Janina. And I started to take an appreciation for the good people around me. And I'm like name dropping right now, but if they listen to this, just know that I really truly do appreciate that. So, yeah, I really like the advice I just have for friends is you know, when you know, you know. So, and just surround yourself with amazing people that uplift you and that value you and respect you. And I really hope you guys already have friends like that, or this makes you realize that you need to have friends like that. And yeah, let's move on to the next topic. The next topic is being more comfortable with living in New York City. Don't worry, guys, we have two more topics after this, and then you guys can move on with your lives. Or if you're already doing something like driving or whatever, hey, I'm in the car with you. But yeah, being more comfortable with living in New York City, that was a big thing that I learned this semester. I guess you can also kind of tie that into more of this year as well. Yeah, so earlier this year I became yeah, a little bit more comfortable with living in the city because I came back for spring semester. I love spring semester of college. I don't know why I hate fall semester. I hate fall semester. I don't know why. The only good thing about fall semester is that they have better classes. But I hate it because it's warm and you know it's gonna get cold, whereas like in spring semester, you know it's gonna get warm. And then after that, it's summer. 2 months off from school, having the time of your life, and or maybe doing an internship, but it's still warm everywhere in the world, basically, at that point. But yeah, I became more accustomed with living in New York City and also became a little bit more outgoing and more appreciative of my surroundings and everything. And then summertime hit, and I loved summer in the city. Part of me, like, love, I have like a love-hate relationship with it because if you know me, you know I love to travel and I don't like to be in the same place for 6 months at a time. And so that's probably why I love being home right now for winter breaks. I'm like, I'm home for almost a month, but I'm not even home for the whole month. I'm home for like 2 weeks and then I leave for Savannah next week and then I leave for San Diego the week after. So it's like, technically, I'm not home, but I'm here, but I'm not in New York City. So, like, anyway, so I love summer here, but I was like, New York City, but I was like, oh, I want to like travel and do this and that more and everything. So I kind of like learned more about what I wanted to do and where I wanted to travel. So I ended up traveling to Boston for this for a little bit in the summer. Ended up traveling to Canada for a little bit. I went to Disney World. Where else do I go in the summer? I don't remember, but I did like a few good things in the summer. The only reason why I stayed in New York City for the summer was because I had classes. I took my last philosophy and my last science core. Yes. Will I ever do that again? Probably not. But it was a good experience to have as a freshman because every year I try to like make something of my summer. Like last summer was staying in New York City for the first time at 18 years old, 19 years old, excuse me, and enjoying a New York City summer for the first time. And then taking extra classes because that's amazing and will help you in the long run. And then the next, this upcoming summer, you know, hopefully doing something productive with my life and stuff like that. And then the summer after that is my last summer and I have certain obligations, but also, you know, obviously internships and stuff like that and everything. And yeah, so coming back from summertime and coming to New York City, I was like gung ho. I was like ready because I felt so much more confident in myself about being a student in New York City. And honestly, I think the show Sex and the City really had a lot to do with that. I'm not gonna lie, because I started watching Sex and the City when I came back to school this past semester. And I was like, oh my God, like they can handle New York City. They can handle the men here. Then so can I, even though the show was like 20 years ago. So can I. And it really like made me gain a lot of confidence as a young woman here in the city. But also, once again, ties back to the friends and who you surround yourself with, like going out to new places and your friends and trying like different foods from your friends' culture and different traditions from their culture, but also like and let them embracing mine. And everything, because New York City is such a big, like, culturally diverse place and everything. So it was very nice to be able to do that. Like, my friend Wakaba's from Japan, and I love doing things with Wakaba. And also, she's very outgoing. So she loves doing the art galleries and finding new places to eat in the city. And I'm like, girl, I love it. Let's do it. Let's do it. So, like, yeah, the people, I would definitely say, yeah, bottom line, the people I surrounded myself with definitely did help out with me being more outgoing and me being more secure with being a woman, a young adult in the city, and also as a black woman in the city, because, you know, you don't see a lot of black people in the city who are very well off. And you don't see a lot of black people in the city who have this and have that. So it's really important for me as a black woman to kind of like prove those people wrong that are like, oh yeah, black people only deserve to be in one part of the city, or they deserve, or they're supposed to be in like one job for them, you know, da, 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 da. And, you know, I want to prove them wrong. That's basically what I'm saying. I want to prove them wrong. There's nothing else more to that. But also know I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I'm a baddie at the end of the day. Also, another thing with being more comfortable being a college student in the city, if you're going to be a college student in the city, or if you are one right now, definitely do this. Go to places alone. Go to places alone. I started going to the park alone. I started going to the park alone like in summer and like spring semester, but also this semester too. But like, this is for the whole year because I've been doing this all year. But going to the park alone, I'm going to go get coffee alone, sitting at a coffee shop alone sometimes. It's really good, especially in the summer. And then going to the movies alone. Ugh, guys, you don't understand how much I love going to the movies alone. It's so therapeutic. Like, I used to need someone to go to the movies with me, like all the time, but I kind of sometimes don't want people to come with me to the movies unless I ask them, like, hey, do you want to go see this new movie with me? Because I know you're interested in it too, as well. Like this year, I went to go see, like, with people, I went to go see Beyonce's Renaissance, and then I saw The Little Mermaid, and then I saw Barbie. And the movies I saw alone, for sure, even though this came out in 2022, for sure I remember seeing Avatar alone. That was my first like movie I wanted to see. Like, you know how when you're itching to see a movie? It was like that first movie I was itching to see, and I saw it alone. And that was a really good experience. I can't remember the other ones I saw alone, but I know I saw some alone in the summer. Definitely, for sure, but I literally cannot remember. But Avatar was kind of like the first time I went to the movies alone. I think that's why I remember it so much. But that kind of solidified me going to the movies alone because I love it and it's so therapeutic. Like, it's amazingly therapeutic to me. And I just love the idea of just sitting there in the dark and just eating McDonald's or pizza because I take food from outside and bring it in because movie theater food is expensive. And I just sit there and just watch things by myself and just eat it and then just leave and go to sleep. And I absolutely loved doing that. I also, oh, that's the thing I did also alone this year too. I went to concerts alone this year, y'all. I went to go see SZA alone and I went to go see Beyonce alone. And when I tell you I was petrified by seeing these people alone, because they have a huge fan base, and most of their fan bases may mostly consist of black women. And black women are the least judgmental people on earth. So I was a little scared because I was like, oh my God, like, I'm here alone. I'm a black woman and I don't know anything. And, you know, like, I don't want them to be I was just so afraid. But, like, the thing about black women being the most least judgmental people on earth, that they are the nicest people. And I can definitely say that as a lovely black woman, that they are the nicest people. So I was really embraced by a lot of people who are either black or people of color at these concerts and everything. But I was very scared. That should be a podcast topic, going to concerts alone. I should really make that a topic, actually. I'm gonna like write that down after this episode. But yeah, that's one of the things that I really did. This year was spending a lot of alone time, and I think that's something that's really important to do, especially when you are in a big city, but also if you're a person of color in a big city, also explore places that maybe have a different culture to you, or maybe a similar culture to you. Like me, I'm African American, so Harlem has a big African American historical culture, and going to go enjoy things like that. And also, if you are African American, immersing yourself in more things around your culture too, like the Brooklyn Museum. I love going to their first Sun Saturdays things. And then also, I need to go to their Spike Lee exhibition. So that'll probably be one of the big things I'm going to go to when I come back to New York City. And then another thing as a Black woman is joining certain like Instagrams, like Networking While Black and stuff like that, because it really does help out with you finding other successful Black people in the industry or people you just want to connect with and talk to and everything, especially as a college student living in the city. Definitely 100%. And so our second to last topic is finding self-confidence in myself as a woman. Hee. This is an amazing topic to really talk about because my self-confidence at the beginning of this year was very low, extremely low. Now at the end of the year, it is extremely high and it's amazing. I'm so incredibly thankful for the journey that this year has brought me, but also the ups and downs that has plagued, this year for me. My confidence at the beginning of this year was not the best because once again, the people that I surrounded myself around, and then this semester really helped out with that. Because it made me realize that I shouldn't really put up with certain things that plagued me for a really long time. And once again, like I say, as a Black woman going to PWI, I've been saying this. I have a podcast about it, guys. Like, I think it's called POC. No, POC at a PWI. I have a podcast about it, but how it was isolating. And it is isolating sometimes to be the only Black woman in a room, the only Black woman in a class, the only Black woman in a meeting, the only Black woman sitting in a cafeteria, the only Black woman on your floor. It's isolating. It's isolating sometimes. And it really drags on your self-confidence because you're like, oh my God, like, what did I get myself into? Do I have to assimilate? If I don't assimilate, will they hate me? Da da da. Like, what am I going to do in this situation? And it took a lot of self-growth. I don't know how it happened, but a lot of self-growth happened this December when I had to do some things that I did not want to do, but I knew it was better for myself. And a lot of self-growth, a lot of quiet time. And it made me realize that at the end of the day, as a woman and as a Black woman, I can't put up with certain things anymore. And I can't let certain things be the norm in my life anymore. And sometimes you just have to realize the problem, realize that the bacteria is there, get the little thing, scoop it out, and then just like put it in a biohazard bag and just like throw it out in the hospital trash can. Because it's true. And a lot of things really plague our lives as Black women and as women and everything. For my other women on here, my women of color on here listening, even my men on here listening, it plagues our lives. So the thing that I really had to do was kind of like reevaluate my surroundings. And some people maybe think, like, why is she talking about this? And I'm like, this is what happened during my year. I don't know what happened in your year, but this is what happened to me. And I'm doing this to give advice to other people. And once again, I have to say, you have to reevaluate your surroundings and know that some things are dragging you down rather than lifting you up in your surroundings. And sometimes I can be stationary things in your room. Clutter. Sometimes it could be people. Sometimes it could be food. Sometimes it could be your routine, et cetera, et cetera. But those things drag you down. So in order to lift yourself up and become more confident, you have to invest in yourself. Invest in your room. Invest in your diet. Invest in your appearance, your friends. Well, you making friends, but also investing in your friends is nice too. But you know what I mean. Those all equate to becoming more confident as a woman. And I still have a long way to go. But I think what really helped a lot was like also investing in how I view myself and myself as a whole, not physically, but more so in my head, psychologically, subconsciously too. And that took a lot of strength to do. But at the end of the day, I am a very happy and very well-rounded woman at the end of this year. I'm very, very happy. And I don't say that a lot. And I have not said that a lot in this past year. But I am a really happy and extremely lucky woman to come out of this year with this mindset. 100%. And yeah, that's really all I have to say for that topic. And the last topic is establishing more for myself. Whew. This year, I started the podcast and I'm ending with a podcast. And I'm extremely proud of myself for that. I was a little inconsistent with my podcast this year. Yes, I know. But we are working on it. And we are going to be more consistent. I'm going to release every Saturday. I'm going to release in the studio. I'm going to release at home with the videos and everything. We are going to be more consistent with the marketing. We're going to be more consistent with getting my name out there. Because I was telling my friend Julian today, you know, texting him. Julian lives in LA. Shout out to my LA people. But it's so much harder to get your foot in the door if you don't already have a big following. It's so much harder. So that's why I'm like, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. Because I want this podcast to be a success. I truly want it to be a success. And I know in order for it to be a success, I have to continuously post. I have to continuously upload. I have to continuously market it. But I know at the end of the day, it may seem annoying to people sometime. I hope it's not annoying because, you know, it shouldn't be annoying to the right people. But at the end of the day, I know it's the pathway for success for this podcast. It's stringing me on for success, for a successful podcast. And so that's what I want to say to all of you, that establishing myself this year was something that really solidified a lot for next year. Next year, I'm so career driven and focused, whether it is my, like what I'm going to school for, or it's my podcast. I'm so focused on like my career and also myself as a woman, and also valuing like making more friends, networking, stuff like that, because I'm turning 20 next year, but I feel like I'm 30. And this makes me think like, okay, if I have this mindset at 20, what is my mindset going to be at 30? And hopefully in 10 years, you know, get your money up, not your funny up. You know what I'm saying? But also at 20, like I established a podcast, but I also established a marketing agency, which is insane. Like guys, I'm literally doing a whole LLC and everything for it. Like this thing is like legit, like legit. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I always told myself, I was like, yeah, start it in college. I never did. And then, well, I still am in college. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to start before I'm 20. So I'm starting before I'm 20. Because that's something that I want to do for the year. I want to do things that sets me up for the rest of my life. And that's the advice I have for you guys when it comes to establishing things for yourself. If you want to do something, do it now. Set yourself up for success. Because, you know, I always had a thing like saying like, oh, like I'll start the podcast when I'm ready. I'll start the business when I'm ready. Da, 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 da. You're never going to be ready. You are never going to be ready. And once again, it's the opposite of when you know, you know, because when you know, it's kind of like an intuition thing. But like with this is like, dude, do it now. Have an establishment now and then work it up from there. And that's what I'm doing with my podcast, and that's what I'm doing with my agency. And it's so weird saying my agency, my business and everything, but it's like, it's literally mine. It feels like a case of imposter syndrome. It's like, why me at 19 has a business? It's crazy. I don't really have much to my name behind this business, but I know that it's going to be a success. And I'm going to have an amazing year and beyond with the same thing with my podcast. I can feel it, like this year is going to be amazing. And that's a thing that I have to really say to myself, but also to you guys, that establishing yourself with whatever you want to do, please do it. I have some friends who are establishing like film productions. I have some friends who are establishing music careers, modeling careers, writing careers, da 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 da. Establish it. Do it. Do it. Be an influencer. Be a singer. Be a model. Do it. Because at the end of the day, you will thank yourself in 10 years. I know we're all going to be extremely successful and extremely amazing people, but establish yourself is the first thing. I scroll on TikTok all day looking at the little new things about self-help and finances and everything and talk to my parents about it, do my Pinterest boards and everything. But if you don't actively make the step to do it, what are you doing? Like, get off your butt and work, like Kim Kardashian said. But no, it's true. Like, establish yourself as a person, because at the end of the day, you're going to thank yourself when you are 30 in 10 years from now. And it's crazy that in 10 years, I'm going to be 30 years old. So my 20s is about building the bread up, my own bread. We're not sharing bread, I'm kidding. No. But yeah, building my own bread, you know, yeast and letting it rise. Sorry, my like recording thing fell. But yeah, that's basically what I have to tell you guys right now. And I hope you guys really take a lot from this podcast episode, considering that it is the last one of the Jordan year. If you don't know Jordan, it's Michael Jordan. His number is 23. It's 2023. I give the program. But yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. And I hope this resonated with a lot of you guys about the points I said and how it resonates with your life. And I really, really hope this helps. And I would love to hear more from you guys. And I just love to, yeah, just honestly just hear more, because like, y'all, you guys are fantastic and amazing. And I had such an amazing year growing my podcast with you guys. And I can't wait to see what next year is. And I'm so excited for the podcast, but I'm also so excited for the agency. Even though the agency is like not as established this year, so I really don't have like clear vision for it, but I'm really excited to like get it off the ground. And I'm so excited for you guys to come on that journey with me with Moza, which is my agency, and also Project 6 podcast. So I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing new year. Also, merry belated Christmas. I guess you can say that. Like, happy belated birthday. And happy Kwanzaa, y'all. Happy Kwanzaa to my African Americans out there. And also happy belated Hanukkah to all my lovely, lovely people who celebrate Hanukkah. And just remember that the world is beautiful and we should have peace and harmony in this world. And I just wish for peace. And that's my New Year's wish. World peace, and yeah, because everyone deserves peace in their life, whether it's personally or socio-politically. Everyone deserves peace and harmony and blessings. So yes, let me plug the socials now. My personal Instagram is Miamauri, MIAMAURII. Same thing with my TikTok, as well as my podcast Instagram and TikTok is Project 6 Pod. That's also the handle for my Twitter, now known as X. And then for my agency, it is Moza, MOZZA, agency on Instagram. And yeah, that's also, oh yeah. And then if you want to, like, if you're watching the YouTube version or you want to watch YouTube versions of the podcast, this will not be on YouTube solely because it's only audio only. But if you want to go watch the other ones, the YouTube is Miamauri, MIAMAURI, just one I. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and I really hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys in the new year, literally on the flip side, which is kind of crazy. And I pray that your 2024 is full of blessings and amazing, amazing endeavors for you. And always remember, like, protect yourself spiritually, of course, like, deflect the evil eye, those who wish evil on you, let it get back to the sender, da da da, because I always say that when I say good things about myself, because there's some grimy people out here, guys. There's some stragglers, some crawlers, but yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's all I want to say. Keep yourself spiritually protected, divinely protected, and whatever you believe in, and just make sure you have an amazing new year. And I don't want to put it on the mic because it's going to be really sad because end of the year, but I know it has to be the end. But okay, bye guys, see you later.